This is Jay Sekulow, a major update on the issue of the defamation of religion and ongoing battle with radical Islam.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you here the day before Thanksgiving at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got a very special report coming to you, and we'll show you very shortly. We've got a lot to be thankful for, a major movement in the right direction on this defamation of religion issue. I'll give you the kind of the background here, and Drew Ryan will be joining us, and Jordan is in our studio in Virginia. We've got all three studios tied in today. Here's what we've been fighting, and most of you know this. We've been fighting this Defamation of Religion Act, which is a move by the Organization of the Islamic Conference to basically criminalize the proclamation of the gospel, giving special protection to Islam. And Jordan, this has been something that you've been working on, Drew's been working on, but it's got some real damaging language. Of course, it only protects Islam. And right. It's got some very damaging language in it.
Yes, an interesting thing when you mentioned that it only protects Islam. It only references Islam as well, though it's called the Defamation of Religion Resolution. A version that was dated October 30th included four references to Muslims and four references to Islam. Now, before and when there was more pressure on the OIC against the resolution, there's been more lobbying against the resolution at the UN by groups like the ACLJ, like us, and our European affiliate office, the ECLJ. They changed it, and by November 12th, there were only two references to Muslims and one to Islam. But in none of the versions is any other faith mentioned in the defamation of religion. So Christianity is not mentioned, Judaism's not mentioned, Buddhism's not mentioned, Hinduism's not mentioned. It's just about Islam, and human rights groups from across the board, from the left and the right, all oppose this resolution.
Yeah, now we mobilized very aggressively on this because the trend had been each time it came up for a vote, it was increasing and increasing to where they were getting these super majorities. Drew Ryan has some breaking news. By the way, if you want to talk about this, how big of a threat do you think radical Islam is to freedom and to the United States generally? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Now, Drew, we've been fighting this aggressively, working with a number of groups, but we've been heavily involved in this, both our European office and our government affairs office. There was a preliminary vote. Now, there's going to be another major. The big vote's going to be in December. But there was a preliminary vote and a big development in this case.
That's right, Jay. And what we were trying to do is simply to slow down the freight train known as the OIC, because their natural atmosphere is the United Nations. And like you said, this defamation of religion issue has been gaining momentum over the last few years. So our goal in going up and working at the UN about a month ago was simply to start peeling off votes. And I can tell you, Jay, looking over the vote count from today, for the first time ever, the no's and abstentions outweighed the yes votes in favor of the defamation. That is a big victory for us. And I can also report that the majority, the vast majority of the countries that my team and I met with actually changed their vote in committee yesterday. Now, what we're looking at is probably a vote in the General Assembly about the middle of December. So our goal is simply to keep the votes firm against the defamation of religion resolution and maybe work and see if we can pick off a few more before that vote takes place.
Here's what we're going to do, folks. I'm going to actually be, next week, we'll be broadcasting from both Washington, D.C. We'll be broadcasting from our campus at Regent University, and I'll be in our offices in Strasbourg, France, working on this matter. So I'll be in Washington for a couple of days next week, then on to France. We'll be broadcasting live, folks. We've got a tremendous opportunity for progress here, and we've already seen the first fruits of that with this more abstentions and no's than yeses. That is a huge, huge stopping of a freight train. But we got to do the same thing in the General Assembly. We'll let you know next week how you can participate. Hey, as we get ready to go to the break, Jordan's going to let you know how you can get a copy of our last couple of days we're going to be able to offer it here, Foundations of Freedom. This is it for the rest of the year. Jordan, let everybody know how they can get
it. It's very easy, folks. Again, this is it. This is your final chance to get the copy of Foundations of Freedom in 2008. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom, the free book that we put together for you. Arm yourself for the battles we're engaged in. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Coming to you live here the day before Thanksgiving. If you're just joining us, major victory at the United Nations. Now, there still was, this is the situation, it's the defamation of religion. It's this institutional protection for Islam against every other religious group. I mean, it's that significant. Our job was to stop, as Drew just said, the freight train here, and they were adding votes for their in favor of this resolution every single month, pretty much like a clock. And every session of the General Assembly or the special committee meetings, they were adding, and we decided the strategy to use was try to peel away countries. Well, we started that strategy back several months ago. We've made numerous trips, both the European staff and our Washington, D.C. office. And I'll let Drew set it again. This was a, if you're just joining us, this was huge, folks, because they had been getting these supermajority votes in the United Nations, and Drew, that supermajority has vanished.
That's right. And in fact, Jay, looking back over some of these committee votes where they continue to add and add more support for the defamation of religion resolution, we look at the third committee vote from last year. There were 95 yeses in favor of the resolution. This year, there were only 85. But again, for the first time ever, and I want to state that again, for the first time ever, the defamation of religion resolution received less yes votes, and there were more no's and abstentions than yes votes. That is huge. And that is, so, you know what, Jay? That is really slowing down this freight train. We've got more work to do. There's no doubt about that. But I tell you what, I sense that we could have a victory. And victory in this sense, Jay, is continuing to slow it down enough that in the end, the OIC simply has to withdraw putting forth the resolution ever again.
You know, what we're going to do is a major push on this next week, because this is, Drew thinks it's going to come up in the UN in mid-December in New York. We're going to have staff deployed there. We're going to be broadcasting from Europe next week as well. So we're really putting our assets behind this, because we can see the victory and right around the corner here, because every time you get votes peeled away, that's a good sign for us. Now, let me tell you the other thing we're doing here. It's the last day we're going to do this, and we're going to run and get a program on Friday that'll offer it as well. But this is it, last 2 days for you to get Foundations of Freedom for the rest of the year. So if you don't have the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, so you know what your rights are, you're missing out on a lot. We want to make sure you have it. Here is the phone number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. Jordan, we got a lot of calls coming in. By the way, we posted at aclj.org information about the situation with the defamation of religion, the Organization of the Islamic Conference.
Yeah, if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Mike is calling from Texas on line 3. Mike, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have just two quick comments I wanted to mention. I was born in a Muslim country, and as a Christian, by the grace of God, and now I'm an American citizen as well, by the grace of God. And there's two things that I wanted to point out to my fellow Christians and fellow Americans who might not be maybe aware of the true fact about Islam. Islam is not a religion of peace. As a whole, Islam, it does not teach love, and it teaches control, absolute control and destruction of anyone that stands in the way of that. And it's not only fanatic Muslims that behave this way. It's only those who practice their religion. Other Muslims who do not really practice it religiously, if you will, are the ones who don't act this way. The other point that I wanted to bring out is just look at any nation in history once Islamic rule takes over and how it goes down the drains. You know, I remember videos, clips from Afghanistan when we went in there and just watching how the whole economic status of the country and the level, the condition, the poverty, the women, how they were treated, and
sure.
It's just very...
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. When you see the reality of what Islam is teaching and the abuse that it has and the violations, it's hard to believe that the UN, although if you understand the UN, you see this is happening more and more. The Organization of the Islamic Conference, Mike, has a huge hold. And Jordan, you've been researching this. You're kind of our in-house expert on the Organization of the Islamic Conference. They have a huge influence inside the UN, although a waning influence in light of this vote. But Jordan, they do have a big influence.
Yeah, that's right, because there's 56 member countries of the OIC. So those 56 countries, of course, make up a chunk of the United Nations. Now, they don't all agree on everything, but you've got some of the biggest human rights violators in the world as part of the OIC. I mean, places like the Sudan are members. And of course, they go through many of these African countries, which are also members, but they're actually expanding into regions where people may not immediately think. You hear Organization of the Islamic Conference, you think Middle East, Pakistan, those kind of areas. What people forget is Central Europe, Asia, as well as South America, two countries in South America, which are part of the OIC. Though, interestingly, three OIC members actually voted, I think, against the Defamation of Religion Resolution. Three did. So there is some change going, I think, even within the OIC with some of these member countries who may have Muslim populations, but they still understand the implications of what this would do to moderate Muslims as well as any of those involved that are in part of a religious minority in the country.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is now that we're seeing, and this is the first time, and again, Drew, to reiterate this, I think it's very important because a lot of people have signed on our petition against this, and we're going to be doing that again in December, but a lot of people sign on to it, tens of thousands, almost 100,000, I think over 100,000. And the fact of the matter is, it had a huge impact because this is the first time, Drew, that the vote actually, the abstentions and no outweighed the yeses.
Well, that is true, Jay. In fact, those names on the petition were actually part of several news stories around this issue. And then another thing, too, is, Jay, a lot of the countries we met with knew we had vast support. And another thing that I want to point out, Jay, is the legal arguments that we were able to make as we sat down with some of these countries, I think, really began to resonate. It was something, I think, where the support had been in the past was simply, in a sense, a lack of education as to what this resolution actually did. As we sat and, in a sense, got to reason with some of these countries, the permanent reps, I think the light went on, Jay. Like I said, we still have a lot more work to do, but I am really encouraged after yesterday's vote.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, and folks, this is a huge development. That not only was it a victory, which is significant because you had more abstains and no's than yeses, which is huge. Hasn't happened before. Every time this come up, it's passed overwhelmingly. But also, we were able to raise the legal arguments that show how this is undercutting the UN's own Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So it's their own law that's being applied here. Now, we're going to be in New York in middle of December on this issue, so that's going to be full front and center. No doubt about that's going to be a big couple of days. Drew, do we have a date yet for that? Do we know when in December this is going to come up?
Jay, all I know is the vote that last year in the General Assembly took place on December 18th, so I'm guessing sometime during that second week of December, potentially even into the beginning of the third week of December, we will see a vote on this in the General Assembly.
Folks, it's if the second and third week in December, we're going to have staff there, and in fact, some of our senior staff, including me, and probably others, will go up there as well. Jordan will probably be out of school, then we'll all be up there for a couple of days working on this, because I think we could see a major breakthrough. We're already seeing it, and I think, boy, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, I can't think of a better way to do it. Hey, again, as we're celebrating celebrating Thanksgiving. We want to make sure you have our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. You really need to have it. Just call us at 877-989-2255. We'll send it to you right away. That's 877-989-2255. You can also get updated information. By the way, information posted on this latest development with the UN at aclj.org. Jordan, who's next?
Heidi's calling from West Virginia on line 5. Heidi, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Heidi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, Jay, I really appreciate what you're trying to do in defense of our freedoms here in the U.S., but I just wanted to offer one word of caution. Our family has been serving in a Middle Eastern city a very Islamic city in the heart of Africa.
Okay.
And one of the things that we've encountered as we've come back from the U.S. is there seems to be a lot of Muslim bashing that is raising fear among people, as opposed to we just want to make sure that the word is out that they need a lot of love and care and friendship as well.
Sure. Listen, if you've listened to this program, we don't bash anybody. I'm going to always give you the evidence and the facts. The Organization of the Islamic Conference, in my view, though, Heidi, is a dangerous organization. It's dangerous for the proclamation of the gospel because this is basically an attempt to get into UN law and ultimately into member state law a protection of Islam that wouldn't be offered to Christianity and make what your relatives and friends and family are doing in Africa illegal. And not only illegal, punishable by sanction from the UN, by member states of the UN. So that's where we're concerned. I think we need to do everything in the spirit of love and everything to do to proclaim the gospel message of hope. But we should not allow institutions to criminalize, under the guise of tolerance, the proclamation of the gospel. And Heidi, that's what has me concerned. And I want you to know that's what we're fighting here. That's the significance of the issue. So we don't want anybody to bash Muslims. I think the great hope for the world is the proclamation of the gospel within the Arab world. And Jordan, that's something that you've got a real burden on, and making sure that Christians that come to faith out of Islam are protected.
Yeah, if a resolution like this passes, I mean, what these missionaries do and what Heidi's family does is already very dangerous, and it's very high risk to be in these countries. Under the defamation of religion, like you said, Dad, this kind of resolution, this would give these countries who already are human rights violators the ability to prosecute people criminally, which in a lot of these countries would mean death because they proclaimed a gospel message that didn't agree with Islam. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. Under a UN resolution, they could criminally punish people without violating any kind of human rights.
Yeah, very, very dangerous. We'll give you more on this. More calls coming in at 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. Hey, folks, last day here for the our Foundations of Freedom. We've distributed, I think, close to 50 or 60,000 this year alone. We want you to have with the change in government, you need to know what the Constitution says. Constitution, Declaration, and Bill of Rights. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And updated information at aclj.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. If you're just joining us or came in late here, big news out of the United Nations. The vote took place, the committee vote anyways, it's still got to go before the whole assembly, on this defamation of religion, and we've had a major victory. Now, they still had, you have to understand, this is a process that you go through. There's additional processes to go, and the big one's coming up in December. We'll let everybody know starting next week how you can get involved in that. But here's the thing. This is what's so exciting. There were more no and abstention votes than there were yes votes. And Drew Ryan, our director of our government affairs office, who's been spearheading the efforts up in New York on this at the UN, this was significant because this has never happened before, and there's been more no and abstention votes than yes votes.
That's right, Jay. Never before, as we have seen this resolution come up before the UN, have we seen this kind of vote tally. Again, there were more no's and abstentions than there were yeses. Now, looking back even to last year, and a lot of times the third committee votes and the General Assembly votes stay fairly the same as far as the ratio. Last year in the General Assembly, this resolution received 108 votes. So if you compare that even to yesterday's third committee vote, it is beginning to lose steam. And that's what we're pushing for, Jay, is to derail this train and make sure that they lose so much support, the OIC, that they stop offering this resolution. Again, a lot more work to do, but I am greatly encouraged by yesterday. In fact, Jay, I'll just tell you real quickly, when Than and I saw the vote tallies from yesterday and we began going over country by country, we were stunned at the success that we had had when we sat down with these countries and made the argument saying there is no way that if you believe in religious freedom that you can continue to support this resolution. So, like I said, great progress, still more work to do, but we're encouraged.
Jordan, how big do you view this victory that we've had so far?
It's huge because of the callers that we've got that we've called in who are missionaries who take the step, which is dangerous, and it's not an easy step to take the gospel to these countries just because of the situations, the governments themselves. I mean, these are a lot of human rights violators. You go through some of the OIC members, you see people like Somalia, who's been in the news a lot recently with the pirating. You see the Sudan, which, of course, has been in the news with Darfur. These are countries who are saying that the defamation of religion resolution is something very important to, quote, human rights. And what this would do, if it was enforced, would allow these countries who have lots of human rights problems, hundreds and thousands of human rights problems, to circumvent some of these issues by being able to criminally prosecute people who, quote, they would use hate speech, but even things like coercion is enough for defamation under this. I mean, coercion means if you're a missionary, being coercive is part, it's part of the job, is to talk about your faith. What do you believe in? Why is your faith different? That kind of activity
they're going to define coercion to be anytime you're explaining what your faith is, that's going to be, quote, coercive. Folks, this is huge. It's a really significant breakthrough. 2 days before Thanksgiving, I can't think of a better way to get into the holiday spirit than this huge move at the UN. This is cataclysmic in nature. Let's go back to our phones. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Susan's calling from Texas Online 6. Susan, welcome to JSEC. You're live.
Thanks, Jay. We all appreciate the kind of work you're doing. The one thing I want to emphasize is I've had friends that have moved. Well, I've met them since they were basically tossed out of Lebanon because they were Christian. They had no choice but to either move here or to Canada or France. And I know what the impact of that Islamic takeover has done there, where they referred to it as a civil war. It basically was Islam against Christian.
There's no doubt about it. And, look, that's the reality. In fact, we're going to be running, we've got a special that's going to air in December on all of our Christian television networks that we're on, which is TBN, Daystar, Inspiration, FamilyNet, NRB, all of the networks, Cornerstone, and TCT, I believe, as well. And what we're going to do is we've got a four-part special on Israel that we shot on location that we go right to the border of Lebanon. We go right to the border of these areas to let you know exactly what's going on. So the fact of the matter is we're able to give you a real hands-on look at what's happening, which also sets up a a better understanding. And we're going to have a DVD that we're going to offer as well as other material. So we've got a really special series of programs coming in December. That's going to dovetail when we're fighting on this Organization of the Islamic Conference. I said I'll be in Europe next week. I'll be in Washington for a few days, then into New York. And I want to encourage you to tune in next week. We've got some dynamic programming coming from literally around the world on this issue.
Yep, folks, if you want to get involved, though, too, and get your copy of The Foundations of Freedom, you need to call right now. Again, this is really the last week. We'll be running a couple shows during the holiday, Thanksgiving. But if you want your copy of Foundations of Freedom, this is the time, if you have not called before, to get it, because this will be the last opportunities this year in 2008. So call right now. It's absolutely free. It's a toll-free number to get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom, which is the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Gettysburg Address, all in a free booklet that we've put together for you. Call right now. Our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go back to the phones. Mark's calling from Illinois on line 3. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for everything you guys
sure.
have done. I just have a comment. I live in Illinois in a predominantly Islamic area, Muslim area. There's actually a mosque in my town. My former wife, her first job, it's too late to do anything about it now. Her first job as a school employee, she worked at a public school, mind you, and they had a meeting. All of the employees, all the teachers, everyone was told, you do not say Merry Christmas. You do not wear anything that says Merry Christmas. Christmas does not exist this year. But you are encouraged to say Happy Eid if you are, so inclined. We want to be nice to our Islamic and Muslim
children. Well, this is exactly, Mark, just take what your wife there, who's the teacher, is dealing with and put it on the international scale. And that's how, when this organization, the Islamic Conference, when they were steamrolling this thing through, which is exactly what they were doing, they were making that kind of progress where we basically had no option to stop it until we put our resources, and we had a big meeting this summer. We've talked about it a lot. It's one of those things that'll be in the annals of ACLJ and ECLJ history, where we said, we need to do something on this front. And Michael Horton was a guest on our broadcast, works with Open Doors, came in. I'm going to hope to have him on air as well to talk about this. The fact of the matter is, he said sophisticated advocacy is needed, and it is sophisticated advocacy which we have brought to the occasion to this situation. And Drew, I think that sophisticated advocacy, there's no doubt about it, is really paying off.
Well, without a doubt, Jay, and I just want to go back to a little bit to Heidi that called in a little bit ago, and the spirit in which we laid out the arguments. Actually, one of the permanent reps that we met with from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, though he voted yes in the end in third committee, he actually said to us, Jay, he's like, I appreciate the spirit that you're coming in, the tone that you are using, and the arguments that you are making. He's like, it resonates. And this is something, Jay, that Jordan and I have talked about. He said, however, the pressure's on me, the political pressure may dictate
huge.
That I continue to vote. And you look at Chavez and the oil conglomerate down there and the pressure that he has, that does play a part. And that's another way that the OIC has really got its fingers into a lot of these UN member countries. But again, the spirit in which we went, the arguments that we made, I think they really resonated up there at the UN.
Well, I'll tell you, and Jordan, you're feeling the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think what Drew said is absolutely right. Sometimes we may not have mentioned on this program how these other countries are involved, but Venezuela actually put forward this resolution. And Russia is an official advisor to the OIC, not a member, but an advisor. And, of course, China's involved as well. So you look at these three now arising powers who are also aligning themselves together with, especially Russia and Venezuela. And that's happening today with their military visiting, or the Russian Navy visiting Venezuela and then Cuba. You see that the hold that these countries will have and the sway they have over many of these Caribbean countries and smaller countries who rely on them for cheap gas and oil and many of their needs, medical needs as well.
And that's why we're fighting and fighting so aggressively on this. And, folks, I want to encourage you, as we close this out, be in prayer on this because we are making progress. I mean, and I think significant progress here. More abstentions and no votes than yes is a big, big win. And we've got to be fully aware of that. Now, as we close this broadcast out, last couple of days, just 2 days before Thanksgiving, just the last couple of days for you to get your Foundations of Freedom. Jordan letting you know how to get it. I encourage you to do so. We're going to let you know next week how we can really fight this thing at the General Assembly in December in New York.
It's the time to call right now, folks. Your last opportunity really before 2008 is over to get your copy of the Foundations of Freedom absolutely free. Call right now. The toll-free number is 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 989-2255.